Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Weirdest thing. I feel like I've been in a coma for about 20 years, and I'm just now waking up.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I remember playing some of my best ball when it was freezing outside.
Best what ball?
Anything that involved a ball, I played it.
Jeff Lutz.
Again, you played your best ball by yourself? I assume most people do. You never got your shot blocked playing by yourself.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's the ball.
Learn it. Know it. Live it.
We are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, co-hosting. Max Power is our producer and engineer. 869-1240, that's the IHOP hotline. Oh, we're both on pins and needles waiting for more trade action.
I'm not really. I know what's going to happen.
And I feel bad for you.
Why?
I don't know, man.
Why did I get stuck with a good team who doesn't make... I don't get it. I get you're a small market, whatever, blah, blah. It's just excuses.
Baltimore's kind of the same market.
They have an owner, though, who...
And they're moving like crazy. They're trying... They're going to acquire a... I would not be shocked if they got Snell or Crochet.
Well, they can get anyone.
And they got
the
prospects to deal from.
I don't know that Snell would cost a lot because he's got a $38 million option.
No, he's been pitching like a madman the last couple times out. We'll see. We'll see. It looks like you're in on Dylan Carlson.
There's no Dylan Carlson market. Okay.
The Angels, Nats, and Guardians.
Well,
seem to be
go Nats.
He's only 25, and he's an athlete.
You know who's younger than 25? Angel Martinez, John Kinsey Noel, Chase DeLauder. I mean, we've got guys who are 25. Go get me a 31-year-old masher.
Well, apparently this is a guy you're going to settle on.
I hope not.
And listen, I did something I've never done in my life, and that's turn on notifications. From baseball writers.
Crazy.
So if something happens, I'll get a notification.
I bet I beat them to it.
It'll ping my phone.
Excellent.
I feel like I'm in the know.
Well, good. Better than just refreshing Twitter all day.
Listen, this baseball trade deadline is something I've loved every year. Sometimes the Cardinals make good moves. Sometimes they don't. But they usually make moves, right?
Right.
Last year, they were sellers. And they brought some interesting prospects into the fold. Have any of those guys really stepped forward yet? No.
Isn't Segassi, but he's
in AAA.
Where's he going to play, though?
He's starting to figure it out.
We got to put him in the outfield or something.
No, he'll play in the infield.
Where?
Third.
I guess.
I mean, the Cardinals could shock us all and trade Nolan Gorman. What if we threw him into the deal with the Guardians?
Pass. Again, we have plenty of young guys who could
have 40 home run potential young guys.
Yeah.
Who?
John Kinsey Noel. Did you see the ball he hit yesterday?
John Kinsey Noel.
Yes. Did you see the ball he hit yesterday?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh,
my God.
No, just I'm not. Absolutely hammered it.
Well, good. What's he hitting?
He's hitting 250. He's a power hitter. Strikes out a lot. Doesn't walk a lot. But he'll get into one occasionally and make himself worth it.
Nah, those are the kind of guys. They're like Nolan Gorman. Those are the kind of guys you always think, well, he's going to – if he could just cut down his strikeout rate.
But he doesn't
10
really –
10 years later, you're looking at a guy that – it's just not working out.
He's not
going to
hit 190 like Nolan Gorman, though.
He'll hit 190.
He had a good year in the minor leagues. He's up.
So did Nolan Gorman.
Eh, who cares? He's figuring stuff out. Just be on the lookout for John Kinsey.
No, I'm not.
You know what they call him, right?
You sound like me with Nolan Gorman a few years ago.
You know what they call him, right? Big Christmas. Is that guy going to fail? No chance.
Of course he has a chance to fail.
Not even a little bit.
How old is he?
I don't know, 22? Still a young guy.
Well, I don't know. Listen, now you're starting to get optimistic again. Either you're going to be in or you're going to be out.
I'm optimistic about John Kinsey Noel. I'm not optimistic about a lot of... He's 23 in 14 days, so he just turned 23.
Well, listen...
He's a youngster.
I hope the best for him, and we'll see. We'll see what he does.
He's already been worth a sixth of a win.
But I feel it in my bones that the St. Louis Cardinals aren't done.
Okay. That doesn't mean anything.
And that's why. I mean, the reason why is because...
What'd you get?
The reason why... Oh, we've just acquired Babe Ruth.
Excellent.
What do you mean, what did I get? Nothing happened.
I fooled you.
And don't do that. Wait a minute. What did I get? New notifications for Bob Nightingale.
Well, I'm sure he's tweeting, but he's not tweeting about the Cardinals.
You never know. You never know.
Mariners get Justin Turner.
Which helps them.
I guess.
I mean, it's a bat.
He's 50.
Doesn't matter. They're trying to get to where they want this year. That's what all this is about. Now, the Cardinals get Eric Fetty next year.
I understand that.
But they've added a Rosarena and Turner. That makes them a little better. A
little bit. That lineup still needs help, but
probably go out and get it.
I wish I had Jerry DePoto. Just throw anything at the wall. But they don't suffer for it. They still know how to develop pitching and bring those guys up and make moves that they need to make. And the Guardians is like, well, we don't want to trade this prospect. We don't want to trade that prospect. But other teams do it, and they seem fine. So I don't understand.
Now you're getting worked up again.
I am worked up.
What's going to be with you?
Mariners aren't a team that's just going to be in contention every year, but they make the most of it when they are.
Well, they got this pitching right now, and they know it. It's hard to add the right pieces. You know, Julio Rodriguez last year was an MVP candidate. This year, no.
Pretty average.
They just released Ty France, who's shown some ability to hit in the past.
Well, they traded him to the Reds, but yes.
But they released him first.
Well, you can't release somebody and then trade him.
Well, they DFA'd him.
Correct.
That's basically released.
But they still had his rights.
Right. But they basically said, we're done with this guy.
Yeah, and they got a nobody for him.
Cal Raleigh's not really panned out that well. J.P. Crawford's hurt. So they're just, it's not coming together for
them
the way
they
hoped.
And they've hung on because Houston was bad to start the year, and now it's actually good.
So this is an exciting time of the year for baseball people.
Can you turn your notifications off just until the end of this
show?
Why,
did I get another note?
No, I just don't want to know. And I'm not.
Oh, I'm getting notes out the, you know what. Let me give you the latest. Nah.
And the Guardians also have a bunch of guys that are out of options and do not fit on the roster. Trade them. Get something.
Well, we hope, we can only hope.
That's right.
It won't be long before we find out what the Cardinals are going to do with Dylan Carlson. That seems to be the next one.
Yeah, but does anyone really want him?
Probably. And here's why. Because he was once a top 100 prospect in the big
A lot of guys were once top 100 prospects.
And baseball
and
people
out.
Think they're the ones to fix somebody, right? We've seen the Cardinals do that. We've certainly seen...
Who have the Cardinals done it with?
They always think they can fix somebody.
Who?
You know, just name them.
I'm trying.
If you go out and get them in a trade, they think they can fix them.
You don't really take on that many, like, projects, though.
Yeah, of course they do.
Like who?
Well, think about it for a minute.
I'm thinking.
If you just give it some thought, you'll come up with it.
All right. I have. What next?
Michael Ciani.
Oh, please. He's not a project.
Of course he is.
He's a glove first guy.
Who's hitting 250 and starting to show signs that he can hit a little.
John Kinsey's hitting 250.
And can't catch a cold.
Yeah, he's pretty good out defensively.
No, he's not. He's terrible.
Yes, he
I've watched him.
No, you haven't.
Might as well take a skillet out there to play in the field.
He knows what he's doing.
Well, I hope he works out for you.
He can find his way around right field. There's no question about it.
869-1240. We're going to do a Bob and Jeff draft here shortly. All-time National Baseball Congress World Series franchises. All-time. So we can go back 90 years on this
one. If we wanted to. I don't know how much love that would get us. I mean, there are some franchises from the early days who are immortal.
Well, I mean, you look at a franchise, we're going to have trouble here.
No, I got my 16. I'm ready to go.
I don't even need a list.
That's fine.
I'll annihilate you. And you know what? Who will have a weigh in on it?
Chris
my
Davis.
My friend Bill Kentling.
Who?
Bill Kentling. Used to work at the NBC, knows a lot about it. You know Bill Kentling.
I may have met him.
Used to be the general manager of the Wichita Wings. Used to be the sports editor of the Wichita Eagle Beacon.
Oh, that's a big one.
Used to be involved in Pizza Hut.
He's got
back
his,
when they were
got
just
his
being
hands
founded.
In a lot of institutions.
And then Chris Davis will know. Our friend Steve Schad is somebody who will have his finger on the pulse. What about the one and only Michael Dean?
Yes, he's around.
Long
he's in town.
NBC score.
I was not asked to help official score the NBC.
He wouldn't
World
want
Series.
You.
Well, Kevin Jinks asked around, and I just don't like.
What do you mean he asked around?
He asked other people, and. I don't take kindly to disloyalty, so.
What do you mean he asks other people?
That's what I mean.
Michael Dean doesn't need any other people.
For day games. He's not going to be there, like, all day, and nor would I. But I could do, like, a game. I could do a Saturday afternoon game. But I wasn't asked.
No, we don't want
Even
you.
Though, you know what, Kevin Jinks, I'm awesome at official scoring.
We don't want you. Good
yeah,
for
that,
Kevin.
That hurt me, and when I'm hurt, I hurt. So
well,
I'm going
to
go out and hurt some people.
I don't know why I wouldn't ask you. He's probably got his reasons.
I'm sure he does.
You're fine doing your thing with the wind surge.
Yeah, it's outstanding.
They don't need you at the NBC. I haven't been, obviously, around the NBC World Series in a while now, but I was for many years, and when Mike Dean started, he comes down from Grand Rapids, Michigan, which is his home, and... That's one of the franchises you better have on your list.
Hmm. Do I?
You don't have the Sullivans?
Do I? Or don't I?
You probably do, because if you have 16 and you don't have them, you're not barking up the right tree.
I've got my 16.
But anyway, Mike would come down, and still does, from Grand Rapids every year for this thing. Spends a couple weeks in Wichita, gets him a jug of New Way root beer, and he's happy as he can be.
It's beautiful.
Plays the national anthem on his harmonica.
And Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
And Take Me Out to the Ball Game. He's as much a part of the heritage and tradition of this tournament as anyone has ever been. And I always enjoyed my time with the one and only Mike Dean.
Just an average scorer, though.
No, he's a great scorer. And he knows more about scoring than you'll ever know.
You think?
Yes.
Oh, that hurts my feelings. I better catch up.
He's got
up.
Cards.
I don't need cards. I got a microphone.
He's just a genius. And if the people with the wind surge ever got experience with him scoring, they'd kick you to the curb.
You think so? Would I at
so
least?
So fast.
I don't know. I'm more fun.
If Mike Dean went to the wind surge today and said, hey, you know, I'm thinking about moving to Wichita, but one of the things, can I score for you guys? They would say, oh, my God, yes. We'll tell the other clowns.
All of us?
Yeah.
Even Fred?
Yeah, even Fred.
I love Fred. Fred's so old.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I couldn't think of an adjective.
Why do you say that about Fred?
I love Fred. Fred's my guy.
You can't call people old.
I like working with Fred.
You know that?
Yeah, I love Fred.
No, don't try to get back.
He knows that I love him.
Don't try to get back
into
the good
grace. I've told him that I love him.
Yeah, but you just came on this show and called him old.
Well, I was going to, I don't know.
Nobody likes that. Nobody likes that.
They don't?
No.
Well, my day's coming, hopefully.
And what are you going to think when people call you old?
I'll be like, yeah.
I don't know that I want to be called old.
Well, you are a little.
A little?
Getting 70 is your next birthday.
70?
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be around.
Why not?
Because let's just say that I lived a lifestyle that probably wasn't indicative of getting to 70.
No, you did.
I wasn't crazy.
Did you have more fun being 20 in the 70s or 70 in the 20s?
That's a Joe Walsh line, and it's not something you came up with. So I'm
How
not
do you
gonna,
know he came up with
it? I'm not going to let you take credit for that. Being 20 in the 70s was the time of my life. The absolute time of my life.
1975?
If I hadn't wrecked it with marriages. But
you weren't 20, and you weren't married at 20.
We all do things.
Why do you say you wrecked your life by marrying my mother? That's a horrible.
Well, I wasn't. I was 26.
That
when
wasn't.
I married her.
Yeah, well.
I didn't wreck my life. Let's call it a fender bender.
Fine.
And I loved your mother. We had great times together.
You did?
Sure.
Okay.
Including one.
That's over the line.
About April of 82.
Over the line.
What do you mean over the line?
It would have been March. Maybe even February.
Oh, my goodness. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll do the Bob and Jeff draft here on KFH All-Time NBC World Series Franchises. That's next.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment You've got big plans and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
We are joined by Nick.
Hold on, before you take this call, just know that when this person arrives on the air, we got a big problem.
Uh-oh. Why do you say that?
I called out Nick from Chicago last week. I didn't hear from him.
Well, Nick from Chicago joins the show, and it's always my pleasure, Nick, to have you on.
Well, it's my pleasure to talk to you, Bob.
Well, you're darn right. How you doing? How you been? What's up?
I'm doing good, man. I mean, you know, just talking about AIDS. You know, hey, Bob, it's only a number, buddy. I'm 76 years old, okay? I don't feel 76.
No way.
I feel 56, maybe.
You don't look 76. You don't act 76.
No. You do kind of sound 76.
Well, that could be, you know, because, you know, the throat, you know,
hey,
that, yeah.
You have my permission to wail on Jeff next time you see him.
Oh, my God.
Or better yet.
Hey, the last time I called, you were talking about facial hair, mustache hair. I had to call in to change the subject about Fields because me and you were in the same boat about Justin Fields staying with the Bears, right, at one time? And
yeah.
I had to call in to show they're talking about facial hair. Come on. The sports show.
Well,
sometimes it's a facial hair show. You never really know what you're going to get.
When I'm not here, who knows? You know what I'm saying?
It's up for grabs, Bob. But you sound great, and keep up the great work that you're doing with League 42, buddy.
Hey, I always appreciate hearing from you. Really do, and we hope to see you soon, Nick.
Hey, by the way, talking about that, you know, we got to still have that tradition going. We got to bring in a couple of summer pies, you know, when you guys are
we'll
in.
We'll do
studio.
That. You tell Max a day that works for you, and we'll make sure we're in there that day, okay?
All right, and give me a little air time. Let me get a couple of calls.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. We'll give you whatever you want, Nick.
All right.
Hey, good to hear from you.
Okay, buddy, thanks for talking to me.
See you.
All right, Nick from Chicago, and I love Nick. Just a good guy. All right. We are ready to play the Bob and Jeff draft. Now, I can go way back, and I know you can too. All you got to do is look at the history books. All-time National Baseball Congress World Series franchises. We're each going to pick eight.
All right.
Let's flip the coin.
Can I call it?
Sure, as long as you don't look at it.
All right, I'm pushing the button. I call heads.
Tails it is.
You going to go first or second?
I'm going to go first because I think Santa Barbara has jumped to the forefront of this list. Now, I will say this. They haven't had the type of competition
Correct.
Some of these franchises have had. It's not a 48-team field anymore. And listen, they've won when it was a bigger field. They've been winning for more than 20 years in this tournament. The Santa Barbara Foresters are my number one pick.
Cool. I'm going to take a couple teams out of Alaska. First would be the Anchorage Glacier Pilots.
Well, you got them in the reverse order, but
second would be the Fairbanks.
I can appreciate that. It should have been Fairbanks 1, Anchorage
pretty
two.
Close.
No, it's really not. But it's listen.
It really is.
No, it's really not. You're not gonna. There's certain things I know more about.
I think it's closer than you think.
You're wrong.
Fine, but I got them both, so it doesn't matter.
And I will take with my next two picks. One of the great teams from the 60s. Paige Feickert recently wrote a long story about this franchise. A condensed version, I believe, is in the NBC program. I went to lunch with her. I read it. She's a young woman.
I know who Paige is.
And she really delved into the Rapid Transit Dreamliners, who, in my opinion, are one of the legendary teams in this tournament.
Where is the full piece?
And my next pick...
Where's the full story?
She has it. My next piece, my next story, my next team...
Just please.
...will be the Bronx. In all their... What's the word I'm trying to think of?
I don't know.
In all their forms, started as the Wichita, that actually started as the Hutchinson Broncos, then went to Wichita for an amount of time, then to El Dorado, and won a bunch of titles, had great teams. The Wichita, Hutchinson, El Dorado Broncos.
All right, I'm going to go with some more recent lineages. And a couple winners over the last 10 to 15 years. Seattle Studs and the liberal Kansas BJs.
Liberal. Love them. Big part of my youth, I was a big liberal BJs fan as a kid. My next two picks will be the...
Let's go, man.
The aforementioned Grand Rapids, Michigan Sullivans. And yet, this team goes back into the early years, the 40s and 50s. And they were a dominant NBC program. Right here, right out of Wichita, Kansas. Can you guess who it is?
The Boeing Bombers.
The Boeing Bombers.
Boeing. Not Boeing.
The Boeing Bombers.
the Boeing Bombers.
You know what they could do?
I don't think they've ever been in the tournament.
You know what they could do?
Boeing?
They could Boeing a ball.
I'm sure
That's
they could.
That's why they were called Boeing. You know what fathers said to their kids when the Boeing Bombers came up?
No.
They're getting ready to Boeing some now, son.
Well, he really Boeinged that one.
The Boeing.
Why can't you say Boeing?
because
this has always been a problem. This has always been something that's come between us. Your pronunciation
of the Boeing Bombers.
Please stop.
Who's next for you?
I'm going to go with a recent champion, and I would consider them a franchise because they were in more than one tournament, and that would be the Kansas Stars.
No.
What do you mean no?
No. You can't have the Kansas Stars. Because that was an anomaly. That's
a franchise.
That's not a franchise.
Of course it is.
No, you
can't. They continued to play after this.
You can't have the Kansas Stars.
I am having the Kansas Stars.
Oh, brother. What a outwardly cheat.
How?
If I'd picked them, you don't think I would have picked? I didn't even write them down.
They won the tournament.
You know what? In fairness to the integrity of the Bob and Jeff draft, I'm not going with a team that played in two tournaments.
They won it.
Good grief. So
some people might vote against that.
That is awful.
And I will also take, with my sixth selection, past champion. Which one, though? The Mat-Su Miners. And not only did I make that selection just now, I feel really good about it.
Well, that's a dumb pick.
Why?
There's an Alaska franchise that should go way ahead of Mat-Su, and I'll be picking them right here, the Kenai Peninsula Oilers.
I'm pretty sure Mat-Su won more championships.
No, you'd be wrong, and you'd be dead wrong.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
And, well,
I don't
care what you think. And my next pick, another local team from the 60s that went toe-to-toe.
This is why you're going to lose.
The Service Auto Glassmen. The Service Auto Glass Club.
Never won.
Of course they won.
When? What year?
64. You couldn't sound more ill-informed. They won in 64. The Dreamliners won in 62, 63, 65. The Glassmen were always in the mix. Next.
Mat-Su won 97. Yeah, Kenai did about the same.
No, Kenai won in 77. They won again in 93 and 94. They're a three-time champion. Mat-Su's a one-time
No,
champion.
They've at least won twice.
They've won one.
No, they won in 87. They won another time.
Oh, in 97. Well, Kenai's won more.
Fine.
Next.
I'm going to take a couple staples of my youth and beyond in this tournament, the Midlothian White Sox.
Not a bad pick.
And with my final selection, I will go with the Ozzie Smith-led Clarinda, Iowa A's.
All right. Not bad.
Feel good about it.
Yeah, that's not bad. I will go with a dominant franchise from the 60s and 70s in this tournament. They won in 78, they won in 67, and they won in 66. And they're in the field this year.
Boulder.
The Boulder Collegians. I think that is a clear win, and I should win. I have a lot more historical knowledge than you.
I didn't go for the historical knowledge. I went for what are people going to vote for in the year 2024. It's a lot of fours to end three straight sentences.
Chris Davis will be calling shortly. Chris Davis, a longtime friend of ours, his father Larry, ran the NBC.
Well, yeah.
For a long
why don't we
time.
Get a young guy? Why don't we get Josh Robertson in here?
Here's Chris Davis joining us, longtime friend of ours, a guy that I spent hours with at the NBC World Series back in the day when I was covering it for the Eagle, and he was shagging balls or doing whatever his dad wanted him to do. Chris, hello.
Hi, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, we just did our Bob and Jeff draft, and we picked all-time NBC franchises. and we need somebody to judge it. So I'm going to let Jeff read his list first, okay?
All right, sounds good.
And then I'll read mine.
And just know we went back and forth. So if you're thinking I don't have a team that should be on there, Bob will likely have that team.
Okay,
Anchorage. I have Anchorage, Fairbanks, Seattle, the Studs, Liberal, the Kansas Stars, the Matsu Miners, Midlothian, and Clarinda.
Okay.
Take it all in.
Take it in. Fairbanks, Anchorage, the Studs, the BJs, the Kansas Stars, who I don't think should have been eligible.
One of the great franchises in this tournament's history.
Your thoughts on them being eligible, Chris?
Not applicable. Because not enough time was spent, you know. So
it's like me picking Chinese Taipei.
Can I have them and Team USA also?
No, you can't put them in there. I mean,
anyway, that's his list. Here's my list, which can
go ahead.
Yeah, you can give some thoughts on it if you want to.
No, I agree with a lot of them. I think there's a couple omissions on there that I would reconsider.
You're going to hear my list.
I know that's
we can't
why I
pick
hear
the same.
Dad.
We can't pick the same team. So this is my list.
No,
my list of eight includes. Would you shut up?
I mean, Chief.
My list of eight is Santa Barbara, Rapid Transit, the Broncos, which consists of Hutch, Wichita, and El Dorado, Grand Rapids, Michigan, the Boeing Bombers, the Kenai Peninsula Oilers, Service Auto Glass, and the Boulder Collegians.
And just know, Chris, he means Boeing.
So which list, just hearing them off the cuff, who has a better list?
Well, to be honest with you, I like yours, Bob.
Oh, that's disgusting. Get off the air.
And the reason I say that is there's a lot of traditional teams that have come for years and were consistent in the tournament. Very consistent. And, it's like picking apples and oranges. I mean, they're both great lists, but if I was going to give the nod,
most of his teams haven't played in this thing for 40 years.
What does that have to do with it?
Nothing.
He's talking about consistent. Hey, they haven't been here.
Hey, Chris, do you agree with me that the prime years of the NBC World Series were the 60s, 70s, and 80s? Mostly, though, the 60s and 70s.
Without question. I would say 70s and the early 80s, yes. Yes. Did you have Santa Maria in there, Bob?
They were close, but they did not make my cut.
Who else didn't make the cut?
Well, you know, we had...
There aren't a lot. Hayes, but they've
Fort
never
Wayne,
won it.
Indiana, which won a bunch of them way back. Didn't pick them. The Hayes Larks didn't make it. There's a few others, but it's... Prairie Gravel didn't make it, even though they won a tournament. They had a nice run for a while. To me, it's pretty clearly defined who the best franchises are.
I think
Jeff and me, we picked them.
No question. When you start adding titles and you think about Fairbanks and Liberal and Boulder and their heyday and the Glacier Pilots, I mean, and then, you know, I love...
I had three of those four, by the way. No biggie.
I love El Dorado and Wichita, including them, because they had an unbelievable run also. But a lot of great franchises right there, without question.
Well, thanks for your vote. I appreciate it. And that means that I've won.
You know what's funny is that, you know, a lot of these old-timers, as much as I hate to say this, are gone. You wouldn't be calling me, and all these guys are gone, and now we're the old-timers, Bob, that still understand this tournament and understand what it's all about. And Bill Kipling still calls all the time about it, too.
Yeah, so. I thought about calling Bill, but he'd side with me as well, so I didn't want to rub that in.
Of course.
Hey, good to hear from you. Thank you.
Hey, good to talk to you. Thank you.
See you, CD.
Our friend Chris Davis weighing in on all-time National Baseball Congress franchises. You know, I think about the Eureka, California Humboldt Crabs from back in the day.
No need.
I think about the Ponchatoula.
What about the Honolulu, whatever?
Honolulu had a team here. And one of their pitchers, can't remember. I think he pitched for Liberal. But he was a Hawaiian left-hander named Ryan Kurosaka. And he got to the big leagues. And he was a phenom at the time he pitched here in the NBC World Series. And you underplayed Grand Rapids, but they won four of these.
I know Grand Rapids was good. I just didn't have the space to pick them. I wasn't ready. They weren't up.
You know, when I just stop and think, I'm a very lucky guy. I have so many very good memories of covering this tournament back in the time when it was in its heyday in the 70s and 80s.
Right.
And then being there in the 60s with my dad. And watching so many of these teams, you know, I know everybody has a good stories to tell, but I'm pretty lucky when it comes to the sports I've gotten to see and cover.
No
question about it. You feel the same way?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, but not quite as much.
In some ways, not as much, but in some ways, enough. But never enough.
Well, I wish.
Work on that.
You keep going. You keep doing what you have to do. Still no movement from the Cleveland Guardians.
No, that's correct.
As we try to keep track of things. I'm already getting a little irritated with these notifications.
Well, you know you can turn them off.
I may have to. I certainly don't want to be bothered. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you can check Twitter or just refresh MLB trade rumors whenever you need to and get the same information.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow. Comedian Felipe Esparza among our guests.
I'm going to need to laugh.
Yeah, you're going to need it because you won't have any new players. Yeah, good luck. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.